Welcome to Recovery in Christ. We are on step three this week, which made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God through Jesus Christ. It involves a decision to let God be in charge of our lives. Reading from the Word of Scripture. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is our spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. Week, we're talking about giving up control. I'll be reading from Psalm 61, 1 through 8. The thought of turning our will and our lives over can be attractive. When we give in to our dependencies and compulsions, aren't we giving up control over to another power? Aren't we in some way giving up personal responsibility for our lives? When we are overwhelmed and want to escape, our addiction can make us feel strong, safe, attractive, powerful, and happy. So in a sense, we are very comfortable with the thought of giving up control of our will and our life. We can take steps to change our focus and to turn our life over to God instead of reverting to the hiding places of the past. The Apostle Paul touched on this contrast when he said, "Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, let the Holy Spirit fill and control you." Ephesians 5:18. We are overwhelmed and in need of some kind of escape. We have a new place to turn. King David declared, "The Lord is a shelter for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Those who know your name trust in you, for you, O Lord, have never abandoned anyone who searches for you." Psalms 9:9-10. David also wrote, "From the ends of the earth, I will cry to you for help, for my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the towering rock of safety, for you are my safe refuge, my fortress where my enemies cannot reach me." Psalm 61:2-3. Next week we'll be starting step four. I urge you to get a piece of paper and pencil out for next week, and we'll be going over a self-examination. Again, I want to thank you for those that are tuning in to Recovery in Christ, a 12-step recovery program. And please do not forget to come to our regular website, www.recoveryinchrist.com. We have weekly meetings, Monday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We also have a message board, but please feel free to go ahead and stop and take a look at the site. I'm sure you'll be blessed with many things that the Lord is just really touching the lives of folks that have been coming, and I'm sure that you're blessed for coming too. Again, bless, and have a great day.